Just one custom under the chuppah. The custom is that before the hatan gives the ring or the coin to the kala, the rabbi that's mesader the kiddushin turns to the witnesses and he asks them, is the coin or the ring shave piruta? Is it worth a piruta? And they answer, yes. Where did this custom come from? The Rama brings it down in Ibn Hazm, Siman Lamed Aleph, Sa'ib Bet. The Halkak Mechokek explains for the following reason. Because we don't want the lady later on to say that she thought it was worth much more than what she was getting. He thought she was getting a coin that was worth $1,000, and now she realizes it's only a Shave Piruta, and it's going to put the marriage in question. So therefore they say Shave Piruta. So she knows it's Shave Piruta. So there cannot be any mistakes. But according to this understanding, it has to be done in front of the lady, that she has to hear it. The whole reason why you're asking the witnesses is for her purpose. Sometimes the rabbi turns his back to the kala. The kala doesn't even know what's going on. He's telling the witnesses, Shave Piruta, hey, Shave Piruta. But the whole purpose of Shave Piruta is so she hears that it's Shave Piruta. So she knows it's Piruta, it's not more. So she shouldn't have claims after, I thought it was worth millions, thousands of dollars, and so on and so forth. So the rab that's mesader the kiddushin should direct his attention to the kala when he's asking that question. And if she doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, so what's going to help? So therefore he should say it in the language that she understands. Is the coin worth at least a few coins? It's worth at least the minimum amount in order that she should understand it. And based on this, the witnesses have to be very careful the way they answer. Sometimes you have witnesses that are wise guys. The rabbi tells him, Shave Piruta, so. And how? Now you're defeating the whole purpose. The whole purpose is, so she thinks it's a Piruta, not more. Now they say, and how? They're on Ech. Now she thinks it's worth thousands of dollars again. Then when she gets home, she realizes it's only a Piruta. She has questions on the marriage. So therefore, the proper answer of the witnesses is, yes, Shave Piruta. It's not a time for being a comedian under the chuppah. You're supposed to answer the questions properly in order that everything should be done.